Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in today's gospel, we hear of the effect that Jesus' teaching has on the people in the synagogue, and the effect that his presence has on the evil spirit that possesses one of the men there in the synagogue. Everyone recognizes our Lord's authority. But as the rest of the gospel tells us, not everyone was willing to submit to his authority. They recognized that there was something about Jesus that set him apart from the other leaders of Israel. He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Commentary in the Didache Bible on that particular verse is that his authority is similar to that of the prophets of old. In other words, he is filled with the Holy Spirit as he speaks, not simply reciting some doctrine that he's learned. But he's the source of that doctrine that Israel follows. And just as Israel had the option to recognize the Messiah and follow him, or as many did not, so we also have this same option, this same choice to make. And just as they recognized in him something beyond mere intellectual accurateness, let's say, but a living presence of a knowledge and a power, which is a power of love, a power of the will, so too in us, it's not our knowledge of what the church teaches that really counts, but it's our will to conform ourselves to that teaching that is paramount. He has power over creation, all creation, and that's why the evil spirit that's in this possessed man immediately recognizes him, and the scholars of the scripture and the original language point out that the way that this unclean spirit refers to the Lord is not one of respect, but more of hostility. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? And in referring to him truly as he is the Holy One of God, it's not a term of respect, but rather an attempt to exert some sort of power over Jesus by calling out his true name. And Jesus immediately tells the spirit to be quiet, because though the spirit does fulfill a certain purpose of announcing his identity, he does not tolerate to be falsely praised by an unclean spirit, and he orders him then to leave. And that unclean spirit is one that does not submit to Christ. The angels, before the fall of man, had to make a choice also for Christ or against. The ones who would not submit to Jesus, and Mary too, because she is the queen of heaven and earth, the queen of angels, and the angels, having a perfect intellect, once they decided they never vacillate. They never go back and change their mind. And so this spirit is one of those that refused Christ and refused Mary, and then spends the rest of time, at least the rest of the time that the world is in existence, trying to steal souls from God. We, since the fall of man, since the fall of our first parents, are in a state of vacillation, of having to make a choice, and our choices are not permanent as long as we're in this life. We could be living well today and sinning tomorrow, or vice versa, until we acquire true virtue, and then we'll persist in doing the good. Just as this evil spirit was able to disturb a man, so too we have a guardian angel standing beside us at all times to help us choose the good. And so we should always be conscious of our guardian angel and invoke the help of this good spirit. And we have to be on guard to resist the rebel spirits that are all around us, that govern this world. St. Paul told us that it's not against flesh and blood that we struggle, but principalities and powers of the air. And the Lord established the church and gave to the church the authority then also to cast out evil spirits. The Lord gave us the sacraments that strengthen us for the struggle, that first of all free us from the power of evil spirits, of Satan and his minions. Through baptism, we are freed. And then, because we're inconstant, sometimes we fall into sin, but he gave the church the authority to undo the bondage of sin through the sacrament of penance and confession, as well as for those extreme cases of an actual possession or obsession, these diabolical disturbances, the church has the power to cast out, and the blessing of exorcism is something that belongs to the church. So our Lord has shown his authority, and everyone in his time recognized it, but there's a choice to make. And as I mentioned, Mary is caught up in that struggle. She is, better to put it this way, she is perfectly united with Christ, and in choosing Christ, or in the struggle to choose Christ, we can always look to Mary, who at every moment of her existence chose God and his will and is empowered by God to help us as the mediatrix of all graces. So we turn to her Immaculate Heart in our struggle, and we entrust all of mankind to her Immaculate Heart in the hope that all will recognize Christ and return his love and submit to his authority for the good of creation and the glory of God. Praise be Jesus and Mary.